Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I have a message for you this morning if you like to listen to me, because it's not come from me, they come from Jesus. Amen. Amen. And it is not my word, but it's God's word. So it's up to you to listen it right in there if you like. Because if you're writing down, you probably remember, and I want you to write in down just two words. I am anointed. Amen. So write in there just two words, because next week, if I ask you what I've been talking about this morning, you will say, I don't know. Huh? So probably 1% will remember. But if you write in down, I am anointed. Amen. Can you do that? Don't somebody else. I am anointed. Now, I wanted to tell you who we are in Christ. Amen. Who we are in Christ. Who I am in Christ. I am God anointed. Amen. I am God anointed. If God anoint you, your life will be blessing. Amen. If you are in Christ, there's nothing to worry about. If you are in Christ, you have a blessing in your life. If you have not Christ, you have a wrong thing on your life. If it's not today, tomorrow, you will cry. Because the Lord is my good friend, without the Christ, today they mess up their life. And tonight I want to share with you to run your life wisely. Amen. Because your life, you the only one who can run the life right. Amen. Is nobody else can do it. Is nobody else can do it. Your life, it is depend on you. When God is creating you, they give you full authority of your life. They give you parents until you become a mature, and then you're responsible to run your life wisely or to mess up your life. Amen. And this morning, I just wanted to share with you that you are somebody in Christ Jesus. Amen. You are somebody in Christ Jesus. Amen, amen. And if you are somebody, nobody can change you, because Christ is with you. Amen. I wanted to show you a few verses of the Bible in 2 Corinthians chapter 1. I'm reading verse 21 and 22. He who established us with you in Christ has anointed us to God. He also sealed us with give us the Spirit in our heart as a guarantee that we belong to God. Amen. Amen. Let me, before we go any further, to ask the Lord to bless us this morning with the anointing. Father, we come before you this morning, Lord. We ask you the anointing that you're giving to us, Lord Jesus, to be a guarantee to our life, Lord, that you touching us and you're taking care of our life. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen. 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 Now, we have two very important words on this small verse of the Bible. They said that we are anointed in Christ. Now, let me tell you what anointing means in Christian society or in the Word of God. In the Old Testament, the anointing was selecting special people and was selected to anoint with the oil the king or the prophet. That was a special selecting from God, these two particularly officers of the Word of God were selected, and there was specifically anointed by God to become a king or prophet. There was a special before God. In the New Testament, God Jesus sent him on the cross to anoint everyone who want to belong to Jesus. Amen. And that's what he said is a guarantee by the anointing of the Holy Spirit that you belong to Christ. Amen. Now let me tell you what guarantees mean. Here talking about the, not only guarantee, but the seal that the guarantee. Let me tell you, sometimes it's very, very important that you and I, we understand what God has said. You are the seal or the guarantee that you belong to Jesus, that you belong to his heritage, that you belong to the family of God, that you belong to the Spirit of the Lord, that you are anointed, and anointed is with you, and no one can be against you. No one can be against you. No one that can put a finger on you, because you are a child or daughter of the Holy Spirit. He anointed you. He protected you. He taking care of you. And the people who abuse you or who talk about you, just stay away from them, because they don't belong to you. They're not your friend. They destroy your life. And that's why tonight I invite you to come, because I want to share with you the valuable friendship. So Jesus, the Bible, the Apostle Peter said that he established anointing and they giving you the spirit of seal. I remember many years ago I needed to do a legal paper for some reason. And the lawyer, back in this envelope, they put this legal paper in the envelope and seal the envelope and make it to signature, my signature on the top of the seal of the envelope with somebody else's signature. They, somebody opened this envelope, you know who they're opening. Amen. Because they've been sealed with the signature of your personality. Amen. That your name is there. If Jesus sealed you with the Holy Spirit, and let me tell you that you are somebody in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You are somebody. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Jimmy and Eric, I give you a badge to go to university to be evangelized. Amen. I hope that you don't evangelize that the man on the picture. Amen. I hope you not do that, because you are somebody in Christ. Amen. When you wear the badge from the church, you represent the God who anointed you to do the work of the Lord. And nobody can stand, because you have the anointing, that you are somebody, that you represent the power of the Holy Spirit to speak it to someone that they never hear before. Amen. That the spirit of the worship God, that the spirit of evangelizing in your life, and you are somebody belong to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So you are somebody. You might hear many that you are somebody. No, you're not just someone. You are somebody. Somebody meaning that you are a special person, that you are anointed before the Lord, that you've been sealed with the seal of the Lord. Amen. It's a guarantee, Jesus said. It's a guarantee that you belong to God, that you belong to the family, that you belong to Jesus and nobody else. Amen. But there is important things that you needed to choose on your life, that you belong to Jesus or not. Amen. There is no such mixer. Amen. You can't worship anybody else, only Jesus your God. Jesus said, worship the Father, only him, nobody else. Amen. So the power to worship God. In the Old Testament, it was very important, the anointing. Amen. But it's so much more important in the New Testament. Amen. When they guarantee, amen. And the Old Testament, the anointing, they can be loosey. But the New Testament, the anointing is a seal that is there for your life, and the Holy Spirit in Jesus will protect your life. Amen. But to protect your life, you must be sealed with the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you're not sealed in that position, that can nobody touch you, that you're on the wrong place, and you need to be completely under the anointing of the living God. Amen. It's important. I needed to make so much decision on my life to kick some of the friend and wife from my life completely. You know, sometimes it's not a good thing to do that, but you needed to do it to clean your life, to be to have a blessing to your life. You got to walk away for some people, because some people, they're not there to bless you. They're there to poison you. Amen. And you are the anointed, the Lord. You needed to have a friendship. You needed to have a people who are the similar anointed with you. Amen. You know, you remember the story on the Old Testament, the King David, he's always has a friendship with the prophet, because the prophet was anointed, similar anointed, and they can share the things of God. And when they share the things of God, they will be blessed into the life, because they have a wisdom of the Lord, the power of the Holy Spirit transform your life. Transform your life. I mean, to continue in your life, to have that friendship with the Lord, we need to have important things. God has said there is a guarantee. Where is the guarantee? Pastor John, where is the guarantee? Here, you can see by your own. Amen. You can see by your own. You can see 2 Corinthians 1, 21, 22, guarantee, seal with the Lord, with the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's a guarantee. It's not my word. It's God's word. Amen. That's what it is. But in time of life, you need to make it that anointing valuable into your life. If God anoints you, who can be against you? Amen. You are somebody in the hands of the Lord. God has given you the ability to stand firm in the presence of the Lord. Amen. To stand firm in the presence of the Lord. I write in their story many years ago in 1991. I write in their story of the young lady that she was going to, she qualified. She was qualified that she ran for, in 1991, she get ready to be qualified to 1992 Olympic marathon. The Olympic on the marathon was something like 26 mile, and you got to be doing less than the 2 hours and 45 minutes to be qualified for the Olympic in 1992. I remember that story very well. And her name was Bethany, and Bethany started very strong, very well, and ran very well. And she stumbled when she was really 200 yards away from to be qualified. There was something like 2 minutes or some second before the actually be qualified. She fallen down because she was completely tired after the 27-mile run. And the people, you know, started to scream, Bethany, Bethany, Bethany. And she get up again, and she started to move another about a minute and a half, and she fallen again down, and the people started to scream it again, and she lifted up by herself and started to move, and she entered into the line to be qualified 2 seconds before the end of the time. Sometimes we got to be the same with the Lord. We need to shake it away. The things they are not in our life, they're not good for you and I. We need to shake it up. We need to stand up again. And with faith, we can face the consequence of the world today.
This world today are messed up. They're not with you. Has no hope on this world. The political mess up. Drug is around the world. The situation is not good. But if you dress up with anointing, if you check out all of the disease, everything is in your life, and you started to be anointed with faith, you will be entry to the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
Preaching. Hallelujah. Maria, she's not here. You know what she told me last week? She said, yeah, you screaming too much. He said, God is not deaf. Yeah, God is not deaf. And my people on my side is really deaf that need to hear me. You needed to hear. Bethany, stand up into her feet again and started to walking. He could not stand up anymore. And she started to walking and she finished it 2 seconds before the end of the clock. This is not really matter. Thank you, sister. You are a wonderful person. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. You know, I got some people around me that are really good. Huh? Praise God. Jerry is a wonderful man. He come and clean the church and he looking around as Pastor Tony, you want anything? Yeah. So I go and clean my fridge. He run very quickly and doing, amen. Pastor Ola, he's doing wonderful. Yema is doing a wonderful job, amen. There's people around me that really, you know that you don't do for me, amen. You don't do for me, you do for the Lord, amen. Because Jesus said, whatever I give a glass of water to someone that needs it, they don't give it to them, they give it to me, amen. They give it to me, and because you do for God, God will bless you. Hallelujah. Anoint you, take care of you, bless you. Sometime we needed to doing similar what Bethany done. She started to stand on the last minute and went through. She went through 2 hours, 44 minutes and 57 seconds. Amen. 3 seconds before the end. You know, sometimes it's good to start, but it's a blessed they are who finish the race. Amen. Blessed they are who finish the race. Amen. The year 2000, somebody gave me a ticket because I love to see people run. And there was an Olympic in Sydney. Somebody bought a ticket for me to go on to watch this marathon run. When I went there, you know, I was so happy to see these people get there. I remember a young lady from Africa. She has a gold shoes. Amen. I don't know how they make any gold shoes, but she has a gold shoes. That means that she really ran well. But what I noticed in that marathon, these girls and boys, they run into the blue line. They don't look left or right. They just run. They run to get to the end. Amen. And let me tell you something. On the end of the line, there is the crown of life. Amen. You can start good, you can do good job, you can come to church, you can look nice and Christian, you can be friendly with the pastor, you can do whatever you like, but you need to go to the end of the line. Where Jesus can wait with your hands open and say, well done, my faithful servant. You need to be anointed for the presence of the Lord. Amen. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. We needed to fight the good fight. We needed to run to receive the bless. Apostle Paul said, many start to run. Many start to run, but only one win. Amen. That I saw in my life is I mean, a good Christian. They start well, but on the way of the line, what are they? They're lost on the rise. We have a temptation in our life. We have a stumble things in our life. We make a mistake in our life. We have do wrong thing in our life. We mess it up many times. But Jesus is there. They anoint you to protect you, to strengthen your faith, to give you anointing. You can go through the race. Even if you stumble, you can continue to go. But don't look into the loser and not to the other one. Look into Jesus because he's in front of you. He's waiting for you. Let me tell you something. Many years ago, I have a very bad friend. I should say stupid friend. But I call him a very bad friend. He was ruining my life. He's still alive. He's my age. But he ruined so many other people's life. He married 2 or 3 women. He has a children with this. I mean, he's living by myself like one of the junk men. I hear the other day that he lived on the Salvation Army's hostel. Messed up his life. But many years ago, I decided to kick him out of my friendship. Amen. He was very offended. But I said to him, I don't want nothing to do with you anymore. I'm not really interested in what you're doing. It was to go from problem to problem. And I was, my name, it was a name because I was with him. Amen. Even I remember one day the police, he said, if you continue to go with this man, you go in jail like an him. And I said to myself, I'm going to kick you out, mate. You can go to get lost. I don't want to see you anymore. I'm making my own decision. Amen. And sometime you left them making the same decision. Amen. If you have a bad friend, tell them to go. Amen. Just to tell them you are somebody for the Lord. Amen. You go to church Sunday morning. You don't go to the club. Amen. You go to worship the Lord Sunday morning. You don't go with them. Because when you do that to one to two eyes, they will run away from you. Amen. And tell them to go as fast as they can. Because you don't want your life to be messed up. You want your life to be blessed. Amen. God bless my life in a special way. I'm talking about before I meet Mary, before I have any children. I'm talking about when I was young, when I was like somebody, amen? Young, they always think everything was in my pocket, amen? When I can do anything because I'm so smart. When I realized I needed to walk away for some people, amen? I just talking to myself. Please don't get offended because I don't talk to you. You are good people, you know. You never done anything wrong like that. But I was that kind of person. I mean, I needed to tell you to run away from these people. Amen. So you are a good person. You don't need to do that. Amen. Don't get offended because I'm preaching to me this morning. Amen. All right. Am I preaching to you, brother? We are friends. We love each other. Amen. If you anoint, amen, the Spirit of the Lord with you, amen, and the Spirit of the Lord lead you to a good place, amen, where is a good place, where you can share a good friend. Let me tell you something. After I kicked some of this friend out of my life, God bless me so much with a beautiful friend. Whatever I go around the world, wherever you go around the world and you mention Pastor Tony, they know me, amen. Particularly if you go to Zimbabwe. They know me well. Last time I'm making a big name. Somebody come to stay with me on the hotel. You know, one of the men said, Pastor Tony, can I stay with you on your hotel? I said, yes, you can. Why not? There's plenty of room here. And the pastor said, no, you couldn't do that. So they wanted to stay because they think he can be blessed to be with me to talking about. He was a married man. He has a business. He wanted to talk about the good things. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord is taking you to our good people. Amen. They take you to a good friend. If you have a good friend in your life will be blessed. Amen. If you have a bad friend in your life will be messed. Amen. So I would suggest to you to go with a good friend. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Sometimes it's hard to kick in some bad friend away, but once you're doing it, there is good. It is one important thing is that God wants us to have. They want to have us a relationship with Him. And that He will bring it to us from blessing to blessing. Amen. He will make you a good friend. Wherever you go, He prepare for you. Amen. So this good friend fill your life with the blessing. Amen. They share your pain. He's a good friend. He take care for you. Amen. He will be there for you. Even if you don't want a person to be there, He will be there for you because He care for you. He care for you. But they got to be a good friend, not a bad friend. A bad friend is to destroy your life. A good friend, a good person that encouraged you, that give you word of support. If you are in trouble, He's there to help you. He's doing much they can to be with you. Now, the anointing we're talking about, it was a set apart to serve God, all right? The anointing that we're talking about this morning is set apart to serving God. I said that if you believe in Jesus, it's nothing to worry about because you're anointed. Remember I said that? Amen. But if you are anointed, you're serving God. God is putting people apart to serving God. God is looking for people like you and I to serve Him. He anointed us. You know, He anointed us as a king, as a children of the Lord. Amen. As a family of the Lord. He anointed you. He became in partnership with you. He be selected you. He will choose you to serve Him. Amen. He will select you in a special way. You know, how they select, you know, in the house of the Lord, when the anointings come, there are some people who are evangelism, and missionary, and preachers, and leaders. And let me tell you, if you are leader to worship God, they anoint you to worship God. If you are leader to lead the church, God anoint you to lead the church. If you are prophet, He anoint you to prophesy. If you lead the church, He anoint you to lead the church. If you pray me the way, He anoint you to pray with the people. He anoint you whatever you do in the house of the Lord. He anoint you not really matter what position you have, because in the house of the Lord there is a lot of ministry that God will anoint you to be using you. He looking for people to anoint you. He looking for someone to have an open heart. He said, Lord, use me. Amen. Lord, use me. The spirit of the anointing, it come to your life. You remember young Samuel. He was seated on the temple. And God has spoken to him. And for the third time, he said, Lord, you speak, I listen to you. Amen. You talk a lot, I listen to you. What do you want me to do? I'm just a little boy. In the hands of the Lord, he become the most prophet that this world will ever have. Amen. Because of the anointing of the Lord, it was on him. Amen. But there's a lot of procedure. You remember her mama got to leave him at the age of 1 year old to the house of the Lord. God will use you when you dedicate for the service of the Lord. If you come for worship God, God will dedicate you. He anoint you to worship Him, that you become the most powerful person on the world. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. He looking for people like you. God is in a part of evangelism. Empower to give the good news. He's in a part of leaders to empower to be leading. He's in a part of a worship leader to empower to worship. He's in a part to lead the church and be empower the people to do it. Because God is with you, not against you. He loves you. If you anoint, you have the question to answer this morning. If you're not anointed, then you have no question to answer this morning. Please, remember that Jesus wants you to seal your life with his own ownership. Is anybody here this morning that want to be the ownership of the Lord Jesus? Can you lift your hands? Glory be to God.